I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Detectives from the Oakland County Sheriff's Department are looking for a double murder suspect in Pontiac. Two people were shot and killed early yesterday morning while on a party bus outside Porky's Bar. Witnesses say the gunman robbed a Clinton Township man of cash and eyeglasses, then allegedly opened fire on the bus. Well, it took several weeks, but crews have painted over graffiti in Grand Rapids of former President Gerald Ford. The Grand Rapids Press reports at least three images have been painted over, with a fourth featuring Ford in a bathing suit near the Grand River still intact. The graffiti was painted along Interstate 196 near the Gerald Ford Presidential Museum in the Gerald Ford Federal Building. Someone painted "war criminal" over at least one image. Genesee County is under a state of emergency due to recent flooding. Governor Snyder declared the state of emergency Friday to help state resources become available to residents and businesses affected by the floods May 3rd and 4th. Federal agents from FEMA will join state and local officials today to assess damage in homes and businesses in the worst hit areas of the county. The Palisades nuclear plant back in service. Entergy took the plant offline for nearly 34 days for scheduled refueling. During the outage, 64 new fuel assemblies were placed in the reactor and other major components were inspected. The plant is slowly being brought back to full power following it coming back online Saturday. A Southwest Michigan woman is facing charges of child endangerment for allegedly leaving her five children alone in a vehicle while she visited her boyfriend in jail. It happened in late April. 29-year-old Jessica Abernathy was arrested Friday on the charges. She told police she left the kids, ranging in age from 9 to 3, in the car because a friend was supposed to come with them while she was in the Van Buren County Jail visiting her boyfriend. Friend never showed up. Now she's lodged in the same jail as her boyfriend. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Department's on the hunt for 33 stolen apple trees and the people who took those. The trees were just 3 feet tall. They won't bear fruit for at least another 4 years. Deputies say the trees were taken from Sauer Farms in Bloomingdale last week in the overnight hours between Wednesday and Thursday. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.